This week, the Senate will hold confirmation hearings for Linda McMahon, President Trump's nominee to be Secretary of Education. One big question about these hearings is what future the Education Department will have. NPR's Janaki Mehta has been talking to people who've worked with McMahon about her qualifications for the job.
Usually, a U.S. Secretary of Education has a background in, well, education. That isn't so much the case for Linda McMahon.
People think that because she doesn't have an education degree, she doesn't know anything about education. I did not get that impression.
That's Janet Finneran. Back in 2009, she served on Connecticut's State Board of Education with Linda McMahon.
She was very competent in her knowledge of the topics that we were discussing and in the whole subject of education.
That 1 year on the state board is about the extent of McMahon's professional experience in the field of education. She's probably best known for building the multi-billion dollar business World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, alongside her husband, Vince McMahon. She mostly worked behind the scenes, but every now and then, McMahon would appear in the ring in one of WWE's famously violent plot lines. Like this one, where she exchanges slaps with her daughter, Stephanie.
This is going to hurt me a lot worse than it hurts you.
Get her!
While McMahon was hardly the face of the company, it's this kind of promotion of violence that worries Andy Fleischman when he thinks about her nomination for Ed Secretary.
There was nothing about her resume that indicated any care for the future of young people in our state or our country.
Fleischman chaired the Connecticut House Education Committee when McMahon was appointed to the board. He and some of his colleagues were in opposition, and he says that kind of discord was unusual for a hearing like this.
I think Ms. McMahon had a different experience because she was the leader of an industry that is just awful for kids.
Other lawmakers raised similar concerns, and researchers have long drawn links between violent TV and aggressive behavior in children. Now, Fleischman worries about McMahon having an even bigger role in kids' lives.
I cannot think of another instance in my lifetime where someone was nominated to be U.S. Secretary of Education with so little background in any part of the field.
Margaret Spellings was Education Secretary under George W. Bush, and she too remembers being questioned for her lack of experience as an educator.
And I would say, I mean, the Department of Education is not a school. It's a bank. It's an advocate. It's a policy shop.
Spellings thinks McMahon's management background holds more weight than her lack of education experience.
She's a sophisticated manager who understands how to run a big enterprise and all the pieces of that, the people parts, the financial parts, the relationship parts, you know, that makes her a good candidate for the job.
But that job may look very different for McMahon if she's confirmed. On Monday, the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, which Elon Musk oversees, all but shut down an independent research arm of the Department of Education. NPR reached out to Linda McMahon for an interview multiple times and did not hear back. Now, McMahon may not have a lot of experience in education, but she also had never led a federal agency until she got to the Small Business Administration under President Trump during his first term. Here's what she told C-SPAN back then about a meeting she had with her boss.
He said, "I just have one request. Do a good job." And I told him I was going to do my best. And if my best wasn't good enough, he would let me know and I would gladly step aside for someone who could do it better. And he said, "Well, I can't ask for more than that."
Barb Carson was a senior executive at the SBA under McMahon.
Linda had to take the time to understand what was different about the public sector.
Carson says her team didn't know what to make of a billionaire executive stepping into government, but she was pleasantly surprised.
Very approachable, down to earth, really good at remembering names and what people are working on.
At SBA, she spent about 90 days just listening to small businesses, listening to employees to really understand what needs to be fixed.
Pradeep Ballore was chief of staff at the SBA during McMahon's 2 years there.
And based on that, she developed her set of priorities.
Her priorities for education, according to her agenda, include expanding school choice and career and technical programs for students. But the big question remains, what will be left of the department she would take over? Arne Duncan, education secretary under President Obama, says whatever happens next, McMahon should keep the future of the country's children top of mind.
Working in a bipartisan way on behalf of kids is always a possibility, and I always remain hopeful, but has the chances of that diminished dramatically in the past 2 weeks? Of course.
Linda McMahon's hearing is scheduled for February 13th. If she is confirmed, slashing programs at the Department of Education that aren't protected by law is likely to be first on her agenda. Janaki Mehta, NPR News.